Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Lee Kuan Yew, founder of modern Singapore, dies at the age of 91. Lee Kuan Yew was Singapore's architect of its rise to global economic prominence. Mr. Lee was hospitalized in Singapore General Hospital in early February with severe pneumonia and was later placed on life support. Mr. Lee became Singapore's first prime minister when the island gained full self-governance from Britain's colonial rule. He ruled the island nation from 1959 until 1990. Mr. Lee remained the country's driving force long after his retirement, three decades later. Shiite Houthi rebels have seized the central Yemen city of Taiz in a new escalation of the conflict in the Arabian Peninsula country. The Houthi militias, who are opposed to Yemen's president, took control of the city's military airport without a struggle from local authorities late Saturday. They patrolled parts of Taiz Sunday with Houthi gunmen firing shots into the air to disperse protesters demonstrating against them. Hours after the takeover, the rebel leader Abdul Malik al-Houthi vowed to send his fighters to the south, where Mr. Hadi has taken refuge. Tunisian President Baji Kaid Essebsi says that a third gunman in the massacre of tourists at the country's National Museum is on the loose. The Tunisian president's statement was the first time officials have said there were three gunmen in last week's attack that left 21 people dead, all but one of them foreign tourists. Police killed the two other gunmen during the museum assault. Despite fierce fighting around Libya's capital, Tripoli, United Nations-led peace talks in Morocco will be extended for another 2 days. The talks almost collapsed after forces allied to the internationally recognized parliament in Tobruk attacked Tripoli. This is VOA News. The UN Children's Fund reports one of South Sudan's armed groups, the COPRA faction, released up to 250 child soldiers on Sunday. The group was freed in Jonglei State and included four girls, one as young as 9 years old. Lisa Schlein reports.
The UN Children's Fund reports it expects another 400 child soldiers will be released over the next 2 days. The agency says some of the child soldiers have been fighting for up to 4 years, and many have never attended school. UNICEF representative in South Sudan, Jonathan Veitch, says the morale of the children released remains good despite the tough situation on the ground. He says the agency is providing them with food, shelter, clothing, and basic health care. He says they also are receiving psychological counseling to help them come to terms with the trauma they have endured. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Insurgents captured four Syrian airmen Sunday after their helicopter crashed in a rubble-held area in northwestern Syria. Another crew member was killed by his captors, while the fate of a sixth airman was unknown. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the aircraft experienced a technical malfunction and made an emergency crash landing near Jabal al-Zawiya. Syria's state news agency confirmed one of its helicopters crashed in Idlib province. NATO's military commander is again calling on the West to consider sending defensive weapons to Ukraine to help it offset Russia's continued support for the pro-Russian rebellion in Ukraine's east. U.S. Air Force General Philip Breedlove told a Brussels conference Sunday that NATO intelligence shows what he called disturbing new evidence of military hardware and other supplies flowing across a completely porous Russia-Ukraine border in violation of a ceasefire deal Moscow helped broker in February. Somali defense forces, together with African Union troops, have retaken a key island in the lower Juba region. Kude Island, located 130 kilometers southwest of Kismayo, was the last remaining stronghold for al-Shabaab militants in the country's south. Reports say the troops seized the island Sunday without encountering any resistance from the militants, who have been in control of it since last November. Texas Senator Ted Cruz is expected to announce Monday that he is running for president. The 44-year-old first-term senator will be the first high-profile candidate to formally launch a bid for the U.S. Republican Party presidential nomination. Cruz, who joined the Senate in 2013, is a favorite of the conservative Tea Party movement. He is promising to repeal President Obama's health care law, abolish the tax-collecting Internal Revenue Service, and scrap the Education Department. Several other Republican contenders are expected to enter the race in the coming weeks. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.